or something specific that you've seen why the third down defense is so drastically different?
It's since bye, it's up there. Now, I don't know what the stats are, but it's up there. Okay, because we're taking it one down at a time. We've built more of an identity in every situation. We talk a lot about our identity in our defensive meeting. Who are we? What do we do? What do we do in this situation? So number one is the emphasis of situations, understanding when it's third and 12, what's happening to you, and how we need to stop them. If they get 11 and we get off the field, that's fine. Okay, we got to get off the field. That's our job. So we've got better there. And then the other thing is this group executing and learning how to play together. We've talked a lot about the changing personnel. We've talked a lot about having a whole bunch of new starters this year. That's what coaching and working together is, coaches and players, is you continually get better at what you emphasize. And you see these young men, that's one of the things we're most proud of as a coaching staff, is these young men improving in situational football.
How would you compare from the start of the season with Khalil Mack and how you would maybe want to rely on a rookie or use him in your game plan as a focal point compared to now? And as the season has evolved, how has he has the way you used him evolved?
We've been able to move him more and more. But what's great about Khalil is he's a one-time correction young man. He can see it. Once he does it, he's very conscious of what he's doing. So when he sees it, he remembers the play, and you say, hey, what'd you feel? What'd you feel here? What'd you do? Next time you feel that, do this. He's got it. That's what's great about him, is that focus within the moment. Khalil has that. So therefore, rookie, veteran, any player with that feel, you can just keep the progression going. All right, we've put you here. Now we're going to move you over here. Now we're going to move you here. Now we'll take this matchup. All right, not to get into everything, so – people don't know what's coming, but he's conscious of the moment, and he corrects things so quickly that you can move him. And he what's great about him is he listens to some of the veterans. They work together, and that process that on your question, the guys working together has just gotten better and better. And that's what happens when you're allowed to progress with a group, just get better and better.
Trust with a rookie is always an issue regardless, but at what point was the curve with him specifically, even going back to maybe rookie camp or training camp?
Well, a lot it goes – coaches and players have to work together. I'll answer it this way. The trust has got to go back and forth. So what – from experience and from just working with people, you got to talk and ask questions back and forth, and then you see how the answer comes back. This young man is so honest. He'll tell you, hey, I didn't know that, or I knew that, but I did this. That honesty level is – really amazing in a young man, and so therefore you can fix things so fast. So the trust level is way up because as long as you're having honest conversations and working together, you feel like you can do anything together.
Your thoughts on him, and that he had very little high school or that type of youth background. He gets